Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Mike Canary. The Florida Constitution Revision Commission, or CRC, convenes every 20 years to examine the Florida Constitution and propose changes to be put before voters if passed. The CRC is comprised of 37 commissioners, 15 of which are appointed by the governor, 9 by the president of the Senate, 9 by the Speaker of the Florida House, and 3 by the Chief Justice of the Florida Supreme Court. Attorney General of Florida also automatically serves on the CRC, and the governor designates the chair. It meets approximately 1 year, traveling across the state, identifying issues, conducting research, and possibly recommending changes to the Florida Constitution. One change that's being proposed during the current CRC would change how money from the tobacco settlement will be used. If successful, Proposition 94 would take money from programs that fund smoking cessation efforts. That's mostly marketing designed to help keep kids from starting smoking and to convince them to stop if they've started, and divert it elsewhere. For the rest of the hour, I'm joined by Kurt Gerke. He's Director of Health Promotions with the American Lung Association in Florida. Welcome to the show, Kurt. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me today.
To ask a question or make a comment, give us a call now. The number's 877-428-8255, or you can ask a question on Facebook. That's at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So for starters, give us an overview of this Proposition 94.
Okay, Proposition 94, I think when people, if they just heard it, the first thing they hear, it would sound kind of positive because basically it's saying let's take money and put it towards cancer research. And most people would say, okay, that sounds great.
Right, right.
The problem we have is where they're taking that money from, and it's the money that currently funds Tobacco-Free Florida, which, as you said nicely, is the money that's helping us hopefully help kids not to start smoking and to help adults that do smoke to quit. And the irony for us, I think, is that it is already a successful cancer prevention program that they're taking the money from, because we know all too well that most lung cancer, for example, which is a primary one for my organization, is related to smoking. And getting people to quit will bring down those cancer rates. So it's really for us a matter of, okay, cancer research is wonderful, we're all for it, but do not take it from this source.
So is the American Lung Association's sort of official position against Proposition 94?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. So can the legislature fund cancer research using other pots of money, or sort of what's the logic behind this? I mean, what's the root of this?
That's a good question. And the motives of the committee, you did a nice job of saying that there are 37 people on this committee, a lot of them appointed from different sources, and it only happens every 20 years. So I don't think there's anybody out there from the nonprofit world that's an expert on this process.
Right.
But people are able to bring a proposal, and regardless of her motivation, which has been questioned, but as an organization, the American Lung Association, we're not going to do that. We're going to assume that she has a good heart, has had maybe some cancer in her family and wants to see it funded. So for our part, we would just like to educate her and the voters that, you know, again, cancer research, great. But the other irony is that smoking rates in Florida are at their lowest all-time rate ever right now. And Tobacco-Free Florida is a big reason why. What happened was there was funding back in 1997. The state was going to sue the tobacco companies for money we felt we were spending for indigent care and from people that were damaged by using tobacco. The tobacco companies settled to the tune of $13.5 billion.
With Florida.
And later on, the master settlement occurred with every other state kind of jumped on.
Right.
But we got all that money, and at the beginning – back when we first got the money, we were funded at almost $70 million per year, which is what the CDC recommends a state spend to be effective. But then immediately every year, the legislature would pull money out, and it got down to where it was only $1 million per year in 2006. So we took it to the voters of Florida, and we passed a constitutional amendment that would force the state to spend at least a percentage of that funding on what it was originally intended for. Since that time, we've been about $60 million again, roughly, the last 8 years. And we are currently, again, at the lowest smoking rate for high school students, middle school, and for adults. And it seems like a crazy time to take from a proven program where the money really is making a difference. For example, in Lee County, if somebody's listening today and they're saying, I'm a smoker, how can it benefit me? They can call the Tobacco-Free Florida. They can get free nicotine patches right now. They can go to a class. They can form one at their work. They can do one online. There's a lot of ways that just where the rubber meets the road, it really does help people quit.
So if the current funding level is stems from a constitutional amendment that was passed in 2006, is this idea to supersede that constitutional amendment, or how does it, you know, how does one constitutional amendment proposal take another?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I've got to tell you, I've had to educate myself a bit on that same question. Basically, this group every 20 years is the Constitutional Revision Committee, and their job is to meet together and then to meet with meetings around the state, which we had one in Cape Coral last week, that anybody could step up to the microphone. And on any of the propositions that are currently being proposed, they could speak yay or nay for. But they are basically trying to revise our Constitution. And as I understand it, it's put into place so that there's a chance to kind of correct. If we have something in the Constitution, people feel, hey, why
so
is that even
so
there?
So it's not just additions to the Constitution.
Deletions
it's changes
or,
to yes. the Constitution that they're proposing.
Yes, I think that would be the proper way to say it.
I gotcha. Well, that kind of answers that question. So how much of Tobacco-Free Florida's budget comes from this? Is it all of it?
It is. And I think the question is, I think they would say, oh, we're not taking all of it. But what it allows them to do is to have their hands on that money again in totality, as I understand it. So they might say, we're only going to take a portion. But there's nothing to say that exactly what happened last time they had their hands on it, where, again, it went from $70 million to $1 million a year and was reallocated for everything you could think of. I don't know that the legislature likes having their hands tied and not being able to get to this money. But I think most people in Florida would agree, wow, it's money well spent, because truly, not only are we talking about life saved, but for the state of Florida as citizens, this is not tax money that's funding this. This came from the tobacco companies, and it's very real that people could be at Lee Memorial in the emergency room today, not able to pay a medical bill related to using tobacco, and the state, you know, those of us that are citizens are paying that bill, if you will. So any rate, all of that we can prevent is good budgetarily, and it's definitely good for lives.
So the last meeting of the CRC is happening like right now up in St. Petersburg. Do you know what the next step is as to whether this Proposition 94 becomes something that we vote on?
Yes, and another great question, because my understanding is after today they do meet, and it's a little fuzzy on what exactly the timeline is, but as I understand it, within the next couple weeks they have to either make a final vote to put it on the ballot come the fall. So in November, any things that go through this next stage will go to the Florida voters. Our fear is that it's going to sound good and they're going to have more money on the other side of this issue than the nonprofits.
Yeah, well, it does sound, you know, I mean, how can you talk bad about cancer? Research,
yeah, exactly. So. And a lot of us, again, are for it. I see lung cancer every day. And lung cancer, for example, is the number one cancer killer for men in this country right now. It's also the number one cancer killer for women, and most women do not know that. But we know, again, 90% of lung cancer is associated with smoking, and there's another about 5% that's associated with secondhand smoke. So just for ours, from the American Lung Association point of view, so clear that we need to bring down the rate of smoking is the easiest way to you know, not cure cancer, but prevent it, I guess.
So we only have a few minutes left, but I understand you guys have an event coming up in Fort Myers. People are going to be climbing stairs at the Oasis. What's that all about?
Yes, and another good one for the Lung Association, because if you never have thought about having lungs or breathing, most people today haven't thought, hey, that was a good breath. But I guarantee if you come to our event where we're climbing 31 floors in one of the tallest buildings in Fort Myers, it's timed like you're doing a race. We have billed us a vertical race. But by the time you get to the top, you will know you have lungs. But it's wonderful. The firefighters come and they compete in full gear. And we know there's people out there in the community. If you are part of a gym and you see somebody on that Stairmaster every time you're there, go tell them, hey, you should be doing this event. You've been training for it. But it's a fundraiser for us that helps us fund our asthma camp and other things that we do.
When is it and where is it exactly?
It's April 28th, and it's at the Oasis Tower. The Oisis Grand is one of the buildings right on the Caloosahatchee River just outside of downtown. Mm-hmm. 31 floors, 535 steps, but we train every Saturday. So if any of your listeners say, oh, I wouldn't mind trying that, you can come out on a Saturday from 9 to 10 at the building, give it a shot and see if you really want to, you know, throw your lot in with us there.
How did that come about? Is this something you guys have done in the past?
Yes. It's become kind of our signature fundraising event nationwide. So many nonprofits do runs and walks. We're trying to find something different. And again, the firefighters have been a big part, but it's just become our one event that is great to bring awareness about what I said earlier with lung cancer, but asthma. There's so many things that we all take our lungs for granted, which is kind of a good thing. If you haven't thought about breathing, we're happy because you're probably doing all right. But as soon as you can't breathe, then nothing else matters. So anyway, we're trying to bring awareness and, again, fund a lot of the good work that we do.
How can somebody learn more about that, or do they have to sign up? What's the details on that?
Yes. Can I give a phone number, or can I
You know what?
We'll
put it on our website.
Okay.
So if you can just give us the basics of the what is the website? You can tell us the website.
Okay. It's climbfortmyers.org if someone just goes to that. They can also call the local lung association for more information. And really, it's a – I'm telling you, if people – if they're exercise enthusiasts out there, even if you think, wow, I've been running for years, a lot of people say it's a great way to cross-train for whatever else you're doing, give you a little edge. And it really is fun. And if nothing else, when you get to the top of the 31 floors, you're looking out at a view of Fort Myers that most people never
see. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I played high school basketball, and we used to run the stairs at Fort Myers High School in the football stadium, and that'll wear you out real fast.
Yeah, it's not easy.
All right. That is all the time we have for today's show. I want to thank my guest, Kurt Gerke, is Director of Health Promotions with the American Lung Association in Florida. Kurt, thanks for coming in. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to my earlier guest, Robert Wheeler, author of Hemingway's Havana. Our show today was produced by me. Our director is Richard Chin Kui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Mike Canary. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.